B'shus Avi Moiri, B'shus Chami Moiri, Rabbi Grumman, Rabbi Hecht, and Chashuva Kehila. Today's daf is Masechtas Makis Daf Vav, and we are about 20 lines from the bottom of Daf Hei Amid Beis. So the Gemara is in the middle of discussing the halacha of Edom Zoymimin, specifically that although the Torah says Vasisim Loi Kashazom Am Lasis La'achiv, there's a halacha of kasha zomam v'loy kasha rasa. So if Edom would walk into Bezdin, they would say Edos, and Bezdin would act upon their Edos, and then afterwards two other Edom would come and say, Heichatem me'idem, imanu ha'yisem, b'makum ployni. The halacha is, we would not say the halacha of kasha zomam. Kasha zomam v'loy kasha rasa. And the Mishnah says, that was in sharp contrast to what the Tzedukim believed. The Tzedukim were the opinion, just the opposite. That it says in the Torah, Nefesh, B'nefesh, that we learn from there, the only time Edom Zoymimin are punished is if Bezdin actually acted upon their Edos. But if Bezdin would not have done something, if it wasn't Kasher Asa, but rather it was Kasher Zomam, then you would not have the Halacha. So on that note, the Gemara quotes a Brisa. Tanya, Om Rabbi Yehuda ben Taboy, Ere b'nechomo, Imloy harakti Eid Zoymim. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Taboy swore. He said that, may I not see Nechama. We'll see what Nechama he was referring to in a moment. Is if what I'm about to tell you is not true. And that is that I once killed an Eid Zoymim, Lahitzi Miliban Shal Tzedaykin. And even though maybe this Eid Zoymim didn't deserve to die, but I had to make a point, and the point was to go Kenegad Tzedaykin. Shal Yuaymin, the Tzedaykin used to say, Ein Eidim Zoymim Erogin, Achi Yehorig Anidin. They were of the opinion that Eidim Zoymim are not killed, Achi Yehorig Anidin, unless there was a Kasher Osa. And I went and I killed an Eid Zoymim, despite the fact that it was not Kasher Asa, and the reason I did it was Lahoitzim Yili Ben Shaltzadik. Only Shimon Ben Shetach. So Shimon Ben Shetach heard what Rabbi Yehuda Ben Taboy said, and he told him, Ereb Ben Achama, unfortunately, with the same Akdom, and Moshe Fach the Dam Nochi. You realize what you did? You killed an innocent man. Because although I understand it was Kasher Zoma, V'loy Kasher Asa, and you were trying to prove a point, but in the singular, you killed one Eid Zoymim. We know that Halacha. Hari Amru Chachomim, Ein Eid Zoymim Erogim, Ad Sheyezum Ushneim. The Ein Loikin, Ad Sheyezum Ushneim. You're not allowed to just kill one Eid Zoymim. You're not allowed to just give Malkus to one Eid Zoymim. Unless both of the Eidim are found to be Zoymimin, then there's no Halacha of Kasher Zomim at all. And from what Rabbi Yehuda Ben Taboy said, Emloy Harakti Eid Zoymim, it sounds like he only killed one. So he told him, you're not allowed to do that. Says the Gemara, when Rabbi Yehuda ben Taboy heard what he did, that he caused an innocent man to die, miyad kibil olav Rabbi Yehuda ben Taboy, she'ini mayrai ra, eluf ne'eshivet ben Shetach. He took it upon himself that heretofore he would never be mayrai ra, despite the fact that he certainly had the credentials to be a mayrai ra, but he took it upon himself that he wouldn't paskin a shayla unless Shimon ben Shetach was present. Additionally, he did tshuva. His tshuva was, v'chol yomov Rabbi Yehuda ben Taboy hayim mishtateach al kivrei shalei so'ei. He used to go every single day to the kever of that aid, and he would cry. And the Gemara says, "Vayokoyloi nishma." He would make tremendous bechias. Ukesvurinam, the people that heard these voices, they thought koyloi shel haruk. They actually thought that it was the haruk. This person's voice, his spirit, was somehow coming out from his grave, and he was the one that was crying, as if he had timers, even Rabbi Yehuda ben Taboy, for the fact that he caused him to die. Amar, Rabbi Yehuda ben Taboy said koyloi shelihu. No, it's not the voice of the haruk. It's my voice. But they didn't believe him, so he said, "I'll prove it to you." Teidu lemachar humeis. When I die, he said, "In koyloi nishma." You're gonna hear the voice isn't gonna be coming anymore. Must be it's my voice, because if it's the voice of the harug, then even if I'm not alive anymore, that voice should still be there. Amalei Rav Acha Brei Rav Rav Ashi, but Rav Acha Brei Rav told Rav Ashi, Dilma Bedina come by day, Inami Piyuse Paisei. I don't think Rabbi Yehuda ben Taboy would have had a greater raya, because even if Rabbi Yehuda ben Taboy was nifter and the voice would stop, it's not muchach that the voice was always his voice. Maybe the voice was the voice of the haruk, but now that they were in Shemayim, he was able to take him to Din Torah, or maybe Rabbi Yehuda ben Taboy was able to appease this person. It's for that reason the voice stopped emanating. The bottom line is, for some reason, the Gemara thinks it's important that we know whose voice it was. I mean, these are Gedolei Amiram that are chiming in. Rav Acha Brei Rava, Rav Ashi is involved. But for whatever reason, the Gemara says that there were voices, People thought it was the voice of the Harig. Rabbi Yehuda ben Tabai said, I can assure you it's my voice. Thought he had proof. The bottom line is, the Gemara said that whatever proof they thought he had wasn't going to be a real proof. Either way, before we go weiter, two ha'aras. The first ha'ara is that Rabbi Yehuda ben Tabai said, Ereb b'nechama. He was trying to emphasize that what he was about to say was true. He says, I'm going to make a very bold statement. You're probably not going to believe me, but I'm telling you it's emes, not just that, Ereb b'nechama. So what does Ereb b'nechama mean? So Rashi says, really what he said was, Loi Ereb b'nechama. The Gemara hafcha l'bracha. What he was saying was that if what I'm telling you is not true, may I not see nechama. Which nechama? So from Rashi, it's mashma that he was bringing upon himself some tzara with his family, and he said that may something terrible happen to me, and may I never have nechama, the brachas of Anochim Yenachim should not be in the sky. I'm about to tell you it's not true. But Tosfos in Masechtas Chagiga, Daf Tezayin on the base, has a different shot. He says he was referring to the nechama of Tzion. He said that if what I'm about to tell you is not true, may I not witness nechama Tzion, may I not witness the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. And my brother Shloimi showed me a tremendous Marsha on that Tosfos, where the Marsha says he doesn't understand. Rabbi Yehuda ben Tabai, Rabbi Shimon ben Shetach, they lived during this man, during the Beis HaMikdash. They lived Bizman Bayesheni. So if he lived Bizman Bayesheni, what is he saying? Loi Ereb b'nechama. He lived during the Beis HaMikdash. Today, it would make sense to say Loi Ereb b'nechama. But he lived Bizman HaBayis. So says the Marsha, now the Pshat is based on the Yesoi, that's Mavur in many places, and we've discussed it many times, and that is that Bayesheni was not Bayes Rishon. The Beis HaMikdash, the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed by Nebuchadnezzar, Nebuzaradan, the world became Menachna. So the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. They then went to Gaulus for 70 days, and then they rebuilt the Beis HaMikdash. But the second Beis HaMikdash that was built never replaced the first Beis HaMikdash. It was nowhere near the level of the first Beis HaMikdash. Number one, says the Marsha, there was no Malchus Beis David. Number two, the Gemara says in Yuma Chafala from the days that there were five things that were lacking in the Bayis we had in the Bayis Rishon. Arin, Kruvin, Kapoiris, Ruch, HaKodesh, so there were a lot of things that were missing in Bayis Sheni, and the Yidden then understood that Bayis Sheni was not a replacement for Bayis Rishon, and they would daven and they would mourn Churban Bayis Rishon. I found once a Ritva in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, where the Ritva says that there were tkufes during Bayis Sheni that the Yidden used to fast Tisha B'Av for Churban Bayis Rishon. It's unbelievable. So they're fasting Tisha B'Av on Churban Beis HaMikdash. When there's a Beis HaMikdash, what are they fasting? They have a Beis HaMikdash because Bayis Sheni wasn't Bayis Rishon, and they were still mourning. And that was why Rabbi Yehuda ben Tabai and Shimon ben Shetach, they said Ereb b'nechama, even though they lived Bizman HaBayis, but they were still waiting and hoping for the real Beis HaMikdash, which was Bayis Rishon. And of course, going to be Bayis Shlishi. That's the first aura. The second aura, a little bit more of a lamdish aura, and that is, so we have here the halach of kasha zomam, the loy kasha rasa, which means that if Edom walk into Bezdin, they say Edis, Bezdin acts upon the Edis. So for example, they kill the person that these Edom testified against, or they get Malchus. Rambam says maybe not Malchus. So the halach is kasha zomam, loy kasha rasa, and kipshuta it's halach in the oinish of kasha zomam. But they say over b'shem Reb Chaim Briska, that Reb Chaim cleared, what would be with regards to forget kasha zomam, but accepting the edus of the second Edom versus the first Edom. In a case where there was a kasher asa, where Bezdin already acted upon the edus of these two Edom, and now two other Edom walk into Bezdin, and they say, how could you say edus? Imanu yisem amakum ploini. So Reb Chaim said of gevaldig charifus. He said that we know edzaim im chiddushu. Really, my chazus is samchas ahanis, my chahani. We spoke out in the Hakdama to the Masechta. Every time you have a tray, so sveki de raisa, sveki de rabbanon, but there's some sort of suffix. There's no reason to believe the second pier of Edom more than the first pier of Edom, or vice versa. So Trey is always treated as a suffix. But there's a special chiddush, Edzoimim chiddushu, that we believe the second Edom more than the first Edom. So Reb Chaim cleared it out that it could be when there's a kasher also, being that there's afkah from the parsha of Hazama, maybe the afkah is not only from the oinish of kasher zomam, but maybe the afkah is from the whole chiddush of Hazama. And Neila, if that's the case, there's no reason to believe the second pir of Edom more than believing the first pir of Edom. And if that's the case, this case of Hazama would actually have to be treated like a regular tray, sveki de raisa, sveki de rabbanon. The first Edom won't be possible Edom, it'll be tolling the machloikis, amayron, rav chizde, rav huna, chaske sabatim, zuba b'fnei atzma mida, v'zuba b'fnei atzma mida. But the whole chiddush of Hazama wouldn't be, oyesh le'mano? He said, maybe kasher Oh, Zomam, but why Kasher also is Allah in the Oinish of Kasher Zomam. So you're not going to punish the Eidim, you're not going to give them the punishment of Kasher Zomam, but as it relates to the Iker Chiddush of Azoma, it could be there you would say that Avadu, we believe the second peer of Eidim, even if it was a Kasher also, regardless, Zok the Mishnah like that. Pishnayim, Eidim, Oishloisha, Eidim, Yumas, Hameis. So there's a discussion which Pasik. The Mishnah means to quote. There's two psukim in the Torah that talk about you need to aid them. This one that's we have the Girasal Pishnayim Edim or Shloisha Edim Yumas Ameis. And then there's the Pasuk of Al Pishnei Edim Oy Al Pishloisha Edim Yakum Dover. The first one is talking about Chayvei Misas Bezdin, and the second one is talking about Dinei Mamonos. Either way, Zok the Mishnah, Al Pishnayim Edim or Shloisha Edim Yumas Ameis. So Frank the Mishnah, the obvious question. If two Edim works, then why does Torah have to say that three Eidim works? Elo says the Mishnah, Lahakish Shnayim L'Shloisha. We're coming to compare two Eidim that walk into Bezdin to three Eidim that walk into Bezdin. Meaning, Ma Shloisha Mazimin Es HaShnayim. Just like if two Eidim would say Eidus, and then three Eidim would come in afterwards, and they would say, Yimanu Ayisim B'makom Ployni, it's Pashit, that we believe the three more than the two. Af hashnayim yazumu asagim. It works in the reverse as well. That if the first pair of Edom are three and the second pair of Edom are two, we would believe the two over the three. That's the hekish of two to three. There's no chilek. Two, three, three, two, it's all one and the same. How do you know that two is even like 100? So if two are Edim say one thing and 100 say another thing, how do you know it makes no difference? Talmud Leimar Edim. Salpi Shnayim Edim, Oy Shloisha Edim, says Edim again. So Shnayim, Shloisha, three and two are the same. Edim tells me even 100. Shimon and Reb Shimon teachers said we learn a different halacha from this pasuk. Ma Shnayim in a rog, Ma Shiyush Shnayim Zayimin. Just like two Edim, the halacha is the only time they would get Kasha Zomam if they're found to be Zayimin is if both of them were found to be Zayimin. Av Shloisha, so two, three, in a rogan, Ma Shiyush Shloshim Zayimin. There's a halacha that the only time you could give Kasha Zomam if all the Edim were found to be Zayimin. So if there were two, it's the two. If it's the three, it's the three. I mean, I feel may. How do you know even if it's 100 Tamalei Me'edim. So we learn from the word Edim that if 100 Edim testify, all 100 Edim would have to be found Zoymimin. Otherwise, like with the Meiser, Rebbe ben Taboy and Shimon ben Shetach, you wouldn't be able to kill it. Rebbe Kiva says, Leiba, Shlishi, Lahakel, Elo, Lahachmir, Olof. Velaso is Dino, Keyoitza, Be'edim. When the way Rashi explains, she says, Rebbe Akiva held that the two halachis mentioned in the Mishnah are true. There's nothing to talk about. Two, three, 100, it's all one and the same. It makes no difference. Two could be mazim three could be mazim two could be mazim 100. The halacha of mash shnayim in an erogim achiyu shnayim zoymimin av shloisha in erogim achiyu shloshnim zoymimin is true as well. Rabbi Kiva is not dinging zichin halacha. He agrees 100% with everything that was said. Rabbi Kiva holds you don't need a pasuk for it. Rabbi Kiva holds it's pashit. And the reason Rabbi Kiva held it was pashit, a geshmak rashi, is because when the Torah refers to edus, we know wherever the Torah refers to edus, it always refers to it in the singular. V'hine eid sheker ha'eid. It's always in the singular. What's the tifkait? It's because Edim together are treated as one unit of Eidus. And it doesn't matter if the unit is made up of two, or if the unit is made up of three, or if it's made up of 100. At the end of the day, it's a unit. So if it's a unit, it's Pashit, that two and three and 100 are all the same. What then is the Pasuk teaching me when it says, Al Pishnayim Eidim, Oy Al Pishloisha Eidim, Zakti Gemara, Lahachmir Olav, to teach me a Chumrah, V'laso is Dinoi Ki Yoitze Be'elu, to tell me that if two Eidim walk into Bezdin and they say Eidus, and now a third person comes, and they found to be Zayimimin, so the third person could say, you didn't really need me. I wasn't necessary. I didn't have to be part of this picture because without me, you would have had Edus anyways. So Solkadai the Chamina, that's an alibi and that could somehow get him off the hook. Kamash Malan, it's not that way. And then Rabbi Akiva, the ultimate optimist, who always knew how to see a silver lining in every situation, he gives us a krecht. He says, "V'mkein anash akosav lenitpa loivrei aveira koivrei aveira." If the Torah said that someone that's nitpa loivrei aveira is treated like an oivrei aveira, alachas kama v'kama yeshalim schar lenitpa loisem mitzvah koisem mitzvah. If somebody joins oisem mitzvah, even if he wasn't needed, but if he's part of a chevra, a chabura of oisem mitzvah, so there's nothing to talk about that he's definitely going to be rewarded as well. Rashi quotes the famous Chazal, the midah toiv is meruba, midah parani is 500 times. We know from the Aseres HaDibros. But the point is, this is Rabbi Akiva l'shitasei, I think. Rabbi Akiva is pointing out how chomer it is to be nitbal over avera. Rabbi Akiva says, why take out something negative if we can take out something positive? What's the positive? If a nitbal over avera is kach, can you imagine a nitbal oise mitzvah? But Rabbi Akiva continued. He said, but there's an halacha you can learn from here as well. And that is a mashnaim nimtze echemim karvi apostle, do some tailor, just like if two Adam would say edus. And one of them was found to be a karvi apostle, edus would be batal. Why is it possible it would be batal? Because you only have an ed echad. You started off with two, and one is possible, so you don't have edus anymore. Av shloisha nimtze echad mehem karvi apostle, edus and betailor. You can have the same exact halacha. Says the Gemara, minayin afilo made it. How do you know that even if you had 100 Edom, and one out of the 100 was found to be apostle, the other 99 are kosher? How do you know you knocked out the whole Edus? Talmud Loimar Edom. Either way, so the Gemara says that there are four halachas the Mishnah mentioned, learned out from Al Pishnayim Edom, Oishloisha Edom, Yumas Ameis, the last of which was Nimtza Echad Meyam Karav Apostle, Edusim Betela. Zok the Gemara. Amr Rabbi Yosef, Medvar Mamur. When is this last halacha true? That Nimtza Echad Meyam Karav Apostle, Edusim Betela. That's Bedine Nefashis. Avu Bedine Mominis, this guy made Edus Beshar. So by Dine Nefashis, there's such a halacha. But by Dine Mominis, over there, you don't have that halacha. Rashi says, what should be the chiluk between Dine Nefashis and Dine Mominis? So the top Rashi, the Chsivi, Tzilu HaEda, because when it comes to Dine Nefash, is always trying to find some sort of schus. So if 10 Edom come into Bezin and one of them was found to be possible, we're very happy to knock out the whole Edos. Why? Because of Yitzilu Eid. But as it relates to Dine Mominus, there's no svar of Yitzilu Eda. Over there, you're not going to have that halacha. Rabbi argued, he said, Echad Dine Mominus, the Echad Dine Nefash. No, the halacha is true by Dine Mominus, and the halacha is true by. It's true by Dine Nefashis as well. Says the Gemara of Emosai. When is that so? Bizman Shehisru Bahen. But that's only true, said Rabbi. That Nimtza Echad Meyam Karav Apostle Edusim Betela. And this Gemara we're about to learn is one of the most lumdish Gemaras in the entire Masechta. So when is this true? Bizman Shehisru Bahen. That's if the person that was found to be Apostle gave Hasra to the person that's about to do the Aver. I was manchalai history behem, but let's say he didn't give Asra, so he was never formally an aid, then you don't say that if we find out later that he was Pasol, Edusam Betela. Because if that's the case, Mayasu Shnei Achin, Shiro Be'echa, Chargas Anefesh. If two brothers are standing outside and they witness some drive-by shooting, so now that's it. If other people saw it as well, there's no way to prosecute this person, you're going to say that whoever saw is an aid. Nimtza echad mehem karoiv, because two brothers are karoiv to each other, they're kraivim, so now the whole edus is going to be thrown out. You can't say that. So it must be the only time you have the halacha, nimtza echad mehem karoiv, pasal edusim betela, is if the person that was found to be pasal actually acted as an aid. He gave hasra, for example. The Gemara is going to say hasra is lavdafka. But the point is, he signed up. On some level, he committed to being an aid. But if he never committed to be an aid, in that case, this halacha is not going to be true. Either way, Zokta Gemara, Amar Rava. Rava said that our Mishnah said, all these halachas, that 2, 3, 100, it's all one and the same. And that you would view, for example, 100 people that walk in to say Edus as one kat Edus, with regards to the nafkaminas mentioned in the Mishnah. That's true if they all said Edus, Kulam He'idu, Teich Kedei Dibor. But if they didn't say Edus, Teich Kedei Dibor, then this halacha is not going to be true. Rav Achumi Difti L'Ravino Mechdi, I don't understand. Teich Kedei Dibor, Hei Chidami. What is Teich Kedei Dibor? Kedei She'elas Tamal Rav. It's Shalom Alecha Rabbi Umayri. That is the shear of Teich Kedei Dibor. So if that's the shear of Teich Kedei Dibor, how is it? It's a very small amount of time. It's a few seconds. So how is it possible that 100 people could have said Edus, Teich Kedei Dibor, Zokti Yemara, Amalei, Kolchad Vechad, Teich Dibor Shalchavei. What it means is each person has to say Teich Kedei Dibor from the previous person, and like this, you're going to end up having Teich Kedei Dibor. Again, we're going through these Gemaras as if, but you know, we have to do what we have to do. Zok the Gemara, Vayit Rabbi Akiva in there, like Bosh, Lishi, Umashnaim. So before the next Gemara, we just have to understand the Mishnah a little bit better. Rabbi Akiva said, Al Pishnayim Edom, Oishloisha Edom, Yumas Hameis. Why did Torah have to say three if I already know two? It's coming to teach me halacha that Nimtza Echem Em Karav Epasel, Edusam Betelot. That if three people say Edus, and one is found to be an apostle, the whole Edus, the entire Edus, is going to be knocked out. Stating that, there was a machlokes tanoim in Shitas Rabbi Akiva. In this halacha of Nimtza Echad Meyam Karav Apostle Edusim Betela, Rabbi Yossi said the medvar mamur in Bedine Nefashis. Avu Bedine Mominus? No such halacha. This guy made this peshat. Rabbi said, no. It doesn't make a difference. Echad dinei mominus, the echad dinei nefashis. Then Rebbe added on Yisof. Rebbe said, the emosai, when is this true? It's bizman she'isru b'hem. That's only true if all the Edom gave Hasra, meaning this Ed that was found to be a Karev apostle, he was involved in the Edos. It's Mavur in the Rishonim, in this Gemara, Rashi, Tosfos, all the Rishonim, that this Tanai that the Mishnah said, the Emosai Bezmancha Hisru Behem, was only going in Shitas Rebbe. Rebbe that said that Halachim Nimtze Echem Yem Karev Apostle Edusim Beteilo is true, Sai Bedine Nefoshes and Sai Bedine Mominus, stating that there's a limitation. It's only true if he gave Asra, if he formally signed up to be an it. But if he punked witnessed it, then you're not going to have that halacha. Rabbi Yossi, however, who said that halacha is only true by dinei nefashis, it's not true by dinei mominus. And the way Rashi explained Shitas Rabbi Yossi, it's based on Vitzilo Eda. It has nothing to do with whether they gave Asra or they didn't give Asra. Regardless of he was master, he wasn't master, the halacha is always going to be that nimtza echad meihem karev apostle edusim b'teilos. Again, this tanai that the Mishnah gave, it's important to understand the next Gemara. This Tanai that the Mishnah gave, that the only time you have the halacha of nimtza echad meihem karev apostle edusim b'teilos is if he gave Asra, that's only true according to Rebbe. But according to Rabbi Yossi, that said it's true davka b'dinei nefashis, and it's based on v'tzilu ha'eda, even if he didn't give Asra, if he's found to be apostle, the halacha is edusim b'teilos. As if to say, according to Rabbi Yossi, if two brothers were ra echad shaharges hanefesh and chanami, maybe you won't be able to kill this person. Because even though the brothers never signed up to be Edim, they didn't give Asra per se, it doesn't matter. You can have the halacha of nimtze echad meihem karev apostle edusim b'teilos. On that note, this next Gemara is a classic. Omalei Rapapa l'Abayo. So Rapapa told Abayo, Elo me'ato, oy bazoy, harug yatzo. I don't understand how it's ever possible to prosecute somebody dinei nefashis for Ritzicha. The Yehuda was sent the following shayla. There was a man that went to Medina Sayyam, and he wasn't heard from. Nobody knew where he was. And Vahi Ayoin, his wife's an aguna, three Edom walk into a local Bezdin, and they say, we were on a business trip somewhere. We saw this man, he's dead. He died. They had Simonin to prove that he wasn't alive anymore. And the Bezdin was very excited. This woman had been an aguna for many years, and now Edom walked in. They said that she's allowed to get married. So they're working on the case, they're going to be mater, and then somebody's ma'ir that one of these three people apparently has a reputation that when it comes to business, he's not so erlich. And people claim that he's stolen money from them. The bottom line is, he's a gazlan. And if he's a gazlan, he's posel edus. And if he's posel edus, he have the halacha, nimtze echad meihem karev apostle edusim b'teilos. So they wanted to knock out the whole edus. Maaseh, they didn't want to do. And they had it said that maybe even if we're going to knock out the edus, does that mean that we can't dismiss the Edom, sit down, reconvene, maybe do it in another Bezdin, let the two Ksherim walk in, let them say Edus, and maybe now this time around you won't have a good chap. You won't have the Nimtze Echem Meihem Karev Apostle Edusim B'Teilos. But either way, a shayla like this ended up at the door, at the desk of the Supreme Court, which was the Noid of Yehuda, and they sent the shayla to Bichaska Landa, Vostut Mechazah Shayla. Say, what's that? Oh, with the Edom Fritz Gazonis, so he handles that very good. That's the last thing he says in the Tshuva. Oh, you know the Tshuva. Other Abba. Here's a little break. Yeah. So the Noid of Yehuda said that the truth is, he thinks that the answer to this kash is really Pashit. But he says, L'maisa, this Bezdin, they put the time to ask the Shaila. So L'chvoidav, he's going to respond to it. But he says the chiluk is posh. He says, we know that Edus Isha has a very special place in Hilchas Edus. Meaning, when Edom walk into Bezdin and they say that they know that a man died to be mater aguna l'shok, there's a lot of kulas. Nishumeguna akilu be'rabonon, and specifically in Hilchas Edus. For example, usually you need two Edom. When it comes to Edus Isha, even Edechon is believed. Usually a Karev, for example, is in Koshel Edus. Karev, when it comes to Edus Isha, is kosher Edus. An Isha, a woman, is not a kosher Ed, but when it comes to Edus Isha, even a woman is believed. Not just that, if a woman herself would say that I saw my husband, he died, we would accept her Edus, which is a Chiddush Nifla. Doesn't matter. But Edus Isha, there are some tremendous kulas, Akilu Be'rabban. Stating that, there's one posel that's posel Edus, even by Edus Isha, which was the premise of this whole Shaila, and that is a Gazlan. Someone that's a Rasha, someone that's Becheskis Rasha, someone that's a Balaveira, as Asar mentions, posel Edus, even by Edus Isha. And therefore, there was a shaila. Now you have an imta echemim karve apostle, I do some betel. But said, you know, the Yehuda, what's the pshat? What's the lumdis? That a gazlin is possible by Eidas Isha, despite the fact that all the other psulim akasha by Eidas Isha. He says, the pshat cannot be that for some reason, even though all the psulim we don't worry about and we don't care about, this psul we care about. Doesn't make sense. It's very clear from the fact that a Isha is Neman and a Karev is Neman and a Negeya Bedavar is Neman, that means that we're not worried, we're not concerned, it's not applicable Hilchas Psulei Eidas when it comes to Eidas Isha. The Pshat says maybe this is Poshet. Because when a person's a Gazlan, when a person's a Balaver, he's a Choshet. We're not sure he's telling the truth. So being that there's a concern that he might not be telling the truth, doesn't matter if it's Eidas Isha or if it's Eidechanam Bisurim or it's Dine Nefoshet or it's Dine Momenes or it's Lavash of Erev. At the end of the day, how could you admit someone's Eidas when you have a Suffolk whether or not he's telling the truth? So Zokhtanai to be Yehuda, it's Poshet. Nimtza Echad Mehem Karevei Pasol. This is Halach Eidus and Betela. What is that? That's a new type of Psulei Eidus. You have Karev, you have Isha, you have Rasha, you have Nimtza Echad Mehem Karevei Pasol, which says that all the other Eidim, despite the fact that there's nothing wrong with them, but from the fact that they were in an Eidus together with other people, one of which was a Pasol, that now automatically says that he too is going to be Pasol. But says the Rebbe Yehuda, even a regular Pasol, Le'edos is not possible b'chai gavna when there's no chash m'shaker. So he said it's poshet that a nimtza, an eid, who's kosher, who's going to be possible because nimtza echmem karve possible to the extent that there's no chash m'shaker with him, there's no reason that he should be possible. And the Yehuda says it with a beautiful punchline. He says, let's say this ganav himself, you would know for sure he's telling the truth. There would be a siba that we know, for example, masiach lefitumai. A rosh is never masiach lefitumai. Even a guy is never masiach lefitumai. Why? Because to the extent that there's no chash m'shaker, there's no reason for us not to admit his Eidus. So says the Noid Behuda, should the other two be worse than the apostle himself? Madach the apostle, if there was no chash m'shaker, he would be Neman. So now the other Eidim, that are only apostle because they were together with apostle, to the extent that there's no chash m'shaker for them, there's no reason for them to be apostle. So says the Noid Behuda, it's poshet to him, even though this Shaila was really from the Dvarim Hamuskoliyos, it's from the Muscharishans that every Talmud Chacham should realize on his own that the halacha doesn't apply over here, but Lamaisa, he's going to respond to the Shaila. But then he says, I'll prove it to you. He says, I'll prove it to you. Because we know there's halacha, Eidus batel miktsas batel kula. So what does that mean? That if Eidim walk at the Bezin, they say Eidus, once we have to dismiss part of what they said, we end up dismissing everything that they said. Now we know the halacha is that by Eidus Isha, in this case, with two Eidim even, or let's say an Eid Echad, not two Eidim, an Eid Echad comes from Dina Sayyam, he says that this woman, this Aguna, I found her husband, he's dead. So what's the halacha? She's allowed to get married. Stating that, what about his Yerusha? Let's say this guy was a big millionaire. Now the children, they want to divide the Yerusha. Can't touch the Yerusha, it's off limits. They can't touch it. Why can't they touch it? Because the Eid Echad is Neman for the Ishus, but it's not Neman for the Dine Momenes. Even her Ksuba, it's a Sugi Nenem Esach Tizim Momenes. It's not Pashat at all. So it says, I don't understand. There's a loch of Eid Shabbat L'Miktas Shabbat L'Kula. So if Eid Shabbat L'Miktas Shabbat L'Kula, what's going on over here? The Teretz says by Eid Shisha, you don't have that loch of Eid Shabbat L'Miktas Shabbat L'Kula. So he says, just like you don't have Eid Shabbat L'Miktas Shabbat L'Kula with regards to the Eidus itself by Eidus Isha, so too you're not going to have Eidus Shabbat L'Miktsas Shabbat L'Kula with regards to the Eidim. Meaning that Noid Behuda was drawing a parallel between Nimtza Echad Mehem Karevei Pasol with regards to the Eidim with Halach of Eidus and Betela to the Halach of Eidus Shabbat L'Miktsas Shabbat L'Kula. It's Miktsasa Miktsasa. Some of the Eidim became Pasol, some of the Eidus became Pasol. And just like Eidus Shabbat L'Miktsas Shabbat L'Kula, so the Halach is Eidus, you don't say Eidus and Betela by Eidus Isha, so to Nimtza Echem Mehem Karevei Pasol, you're not going to say Eidus and Betela when it comes to Eidus Isha as well. Either way, at the end, the Yehuda says what Rabbi Hecht said, and that is, V'guf Adovar, Shehichlit Iyu, Shehechem Mehem Pasol, Machmas Desan, Yishomayinu, the guy has a reputation, he's a ganav, that's it. Now his kids can't do Shaduchim, now we're just going to, all of a sudden he's a Pasol, it doesn't work that way. Do you have Eidim? Did anyone see this person really be a ganav? And apparently they claim that he once admit, even told people that he's a ganav. Says, Alzeh Nemar Eina de Mesem Atzmai Rasha 101. The bottom line is, in a classic tshuva, the Noid of Yehuda, the Yehuda said that the halachas of Nimtza Echem Mehem Karevei Pasol, Eidusim Betelo, will not apply to the halachas of Eidus Isha. Either way, Zok Demish Nevayit. Hoi Yishnayim Rois Noisoy Mechaloi. No, where are we after? Hoi Yishnayim Rois Noisoy Mechaloi Zeh. There were two people. It's four phones and no recording. Hoyishnayim roya noisoy mechaloin ze. The echod masra boy beemza. So there were two people, they were each looking out of a window of a building. And they two on one side, two on another side, and they all witnessed the same thing. they witness somebody commit an aver for which is chay Mrs. Bezin. They saw somebody kill somebody. Says the Mishnah, Bizman Shem Miktas and Roy and Elo as Elo, if they're able to see each other, Hare Elo Edus Achas. Meaning, if one aid from each side is able to see the aid from the other side, so then we look at it as one Edus. So all the halachas from the previous Mishnah apply. It's one Kar Edus. Vimla, but if not, Hare Elo Shte Yudiyas. Then the halachas, we look at them as two independent aids. So for example, the Fikach and Ninsis Achas Vem Zoymemes. Let's say one Kar Edim are found to be Zoymemen. So who behind their Rogin? They will get killed. But the Reitzeach will also get killed, because Vashniya Ptura. I mean, it's not looked at as one Edus, now the whole Edus is bottled, where Nimtza Echmim Karvi Basel Vedusim Betela. No, the Edim that were found to be Zoyimim are going to be killed, but the other ones, not. And being that the other ones are kosher, so who, that person himself will be Nerig as well. Rabbi Yosef says, a person is not killed, a person can't be Chayev Misa, unless two Edim give him Hasra. You need the Edim themselves to give Hasra. We'll see more about that in the Gemara. Shenemer al pishnayim Edim. From al pishnayim Edim, Rabbi Yossi learned that the Hasra that a person needs in order to be punished, whether it's Malkus or Misa, has to be from the Edim. Davar Acher, al pishnayim Edim, Shleitei Sanhedrin, Shemas v'Pi'a Torgim. We learn from there that the Sanhedrin has to hear directly from the Edim. It can't be through a middleman. It can't be from a Torgim. We'll speak out some raid about that tomorrow. Either way, Zokti Gemara, Rabbi Zuchabatuvi, Omer Rabbi. How do you know this halacha, the Mishnah, what the Mishnah, the Gemara refers to as Edus Miuchedes? How do you know that the two Edim have to be together as a kat, as a group, in order for them to be treated as a kat Edus? But if one's standing here and one's standing there, it's not going to be what Shenem Allah, you must al pi Edecha, my Echa, Ilay Medecha, Mamish, Mireisha Shamir Allah, al pi Shnaim Edim. It says al pi Shnaim Edim. Why does the Torah have to say, you must al pi Edecha, Ella, my Echad, Echad, Echad? It means that if one person saw by himself and another person saw by himself, they're not mitzdarev to create two Edim in order for the person to be Chayiv Misa, they would have to see it together. So al pi Shnaim Edim teaches me the aloch of two Edim. La Yumas al pi Ed Echad means that if the two Ed, if there were two Edim, but they were echad echad, they saw it individually, you're not going to have this tanya nami hochi. La Yumas al pi Ed Echad, la havi Shnaim, shiroi nois echad mechaloin zeh, the echad mechaloin zeh, the ein royin zeh ezeh, she ein mitzdarif. The aloch is, it's not mitzdarif, Edis miyuchedes, the Edis is going to be bottled. Again, how do I know that? From La Yumas al pi Ed Echad, la yoid, another aloch, el afilu bezeh ezeh, bechaloin echad, ein mitzdarifin. Even if the two Edim saw out of the same window, but they didn't see it at the same time. So one person saw, and then that person went away from the window, and the other person saw. So there were two Edim. They saw out of the same window. They just didn't see it at the same exact moment. The halacha is a mitzdarfen. So not only if they both saw it at the same time from different windows are they not mitzdarif, but even if they didn't see it at the same time from the same window, they're not mitzdarif. I'm going to read a papa. If anything, it's far, it should be just the opposite. Hashta. Uma echad mechaloin zeh, echad mechaloin zeh. Dahai kochazi kulei maisa, vahai kochazi kulei maisa. Madach, in those cases, where each one saw the whole maisa, I'm really mitzdarf, you tell me that Allah is not mitzdarf. Bezachar zeh, in the case of zachar zeh, dahai chazi palga de maisa, vahai chazi palga de maisa, nibaya. Which is the bigger chiddish? You'd think the second case is the bigger chiddish. So what are you telling me, v'lo yoyt? So Amalesa, he told him, le nitzruchel v'bayel serva. Talking about a case where it was possible for two people to look, not at the same time, and still see a full maisa, such as Gilui Arayis, where you don't have to see mitchila vatsoif in order to be able to be an aid. As long as each aid saw some of it, that would be enough. So not only if they saw from different windows, but even if they saw it out of the same window, it was bezeh achar zeh. Being that it was bezeh achar zeh, the halacha is the two aidiyos can't be mitzar. If they saw it bezeh achar zeh, each one didn't see the whole thing. It's not muchach. Be talking about Babayo Lerva, in that case, it would be pass. Oh my Rava. Rava said, I'm saying halacha that if two Edim witness something, but they weren't together, if they could see each other, they count as two Edim. If they can't see each other, they don't count as two Edim. So Rava said they actually don't have to see each other. If they each see the one that gave the Hasra, so that person could be Ma'achid then, and he can turn them into a Kat Edus. So the Edim don't have to see each other per se. But if each one of the Edim sees the one giving Asra, that in and of itself would be enough. Amar Rav, another halacha regarding Asra. Master Sha'amru, afilu mipi atzmoy, afilu mipi ashed. Rabbi Yossi said in the Mishnah that Asra has to be from Edim and to Edim. But says the Gemara, Rava, Paskin, not that way. And that is that Hasra doesn't have to be from the Edom Dafka. It could be me, Piatzmai. So Reuven's about to kill Shimon. If Shimon tells Reuven, listen, I'm letting you know right now, you kill me, you're gonna be killed. That is Hasra. So if two Edom, obviously he can't be the Ed. But if there are Edom, in addition to that, that in itself constitutes Hasra. Even if there was a Shade,
A shin dalid. They gave the asra. Even that would be asra. Amr Rav Nachman, another halach, edus miuchedes kshera bedine mamonis. That even though there's halach of edus miuchedes, it's only bedine nefashis that you have this halach. By dine mamonis, you don't have this halach. The chsev la yumas al pi eidechad, bedine nefashis hu de en kshera, avo bedine mamonis kshera. It's dafka bedine nefashis, but by dine mamonis, it's going to be kosher. Because the makar was la yumas al pi eidechad. So we're talking about dine nefashis, obviously. We're not talking about dine nefashis. Maskev la rav zutra elamayata, bedine nefashis. Tatzel. If that's the case, that halacha is only true by dinei nefashis, but it's not true by dinei mominos. So his kasha was that bedinei nefashis tatzel to the extent that you find out where there were two sets of Eden looking out of a different window. So the halacha is that if one set of Eden were found to be zoymimin, we don't knock out the whole Edus. Why not? Because at the end of the day, you have the other set of Eden. But Avivat, you're telling me that there's no halacha of Edus Miuchedes by Dinei Mominus. Listen to the Kasha. So, Frey to Gemara, why don't we say that if by Dinei Mominus it's one Edus, then let it be treated, Lakula, to save this person's life, as one Edus by Dinei Nefashis as well? If it's one Edus, you'll have a Nimtza Echemim Karve Apostle, Edus and Betelo, you'll be able to be Mekayim Vitzilo Edo. A chap of a Kasha, says the Gemara. Kasha, it's a good kasha. And we know what's the rule with kasha. It means it's a teretz. It's a little bit dochak. Tufta means there's no answer. But kasha means there's a teretz. It's just a little bit dochak. So before we conclude, just, what's that?
What's a teretz?
I don't know. So before we conclude, just one ha'aru going back to Perek Chelem. And specifically Perek Chelik, which I think requires its own siyam, without being Messiah Me'ena Psicha, say over one hour. So the theme of Perek Chelik, obviously a few digressions and diversions, but the theme was Kol Yisrael Yeshlam Chelik Loilam Abba, Ve'elu She'enlam Chelik Loilam Abba, Achav, Yerava, Menashe, Achitoifel, Geichazi, Bilam, etc. That was the theme of Perek Chelik. But I think everybody walks away from Perek Chelik feeling pretty good. Because at the end of the day, Kol Yisrael Yeshlam Chelik Loilam Abba, there's a list of Ve'elu She'enlam Chelik Loilam Abba. The Gemara says, Darshei Rishuma Yisraimrim, even Achav and Menashe and Yeravam, even they're going to have a chelik in Olam Haba. The bottom line is, the pashtus is, Kol Yisrael, yesh lem chelik l'Olam Haba. Stating that, there's two gemaras that I think are tzarech iyun, that we need to understand in order to walk away with a proper appreciation. The first is the gemara Masechtas Avodah Zarah, daf yud ches amud beis. The gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan, kishal chol Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma, when Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma was sick, Halach Rab Chanina ben Tradion Levakra, so the great Rab Chanina ben Tradion of Asora Ruge Malchus fame, went to be Mavaka Chayla, the Godel Adar at the time, Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma. Omaloi, so he tells him, Chanina Achi, my brother Chanina, Iyati Oidea Sheuma Zuman Ashamayim Hiblichu, Shechriv as Beise Vesarfe Seichaloi, war was raging. You have to picture Germany, 1939. He says, you know what the Romans are all about, you know the power that they have. They have a tremendous siyata deshmaya. And vanisha mata alech, I'm skipping a little bit, I hear about you, sha'ata yoyshe v'oisek b'teira, that you're giving shiurim u'makal kilos b'rabim, v'sei v'teira murach l'cha b'chekech. He said, what are you thinking? I don't understand. It's a suicide mission. They're going to kill you. Om alayis, Rav Chanina ben Tradion, the great chassid, tells Rav Yosef ben Kisma, min ha'shamayim yirachamu, I have siyata deshmaya, and shamayim they're going to have rachmanas on me. Om alayis, he told him, ani oimel lecha dvar mishal tam, v'ata oimel li min ha'shamayim yirachamu, I'm trying to reason with you, I'm telling you, be practical. You're risking your life. That's not a good answer. Tomani, and then Rabbi Yosef and Kis to say it would be a big chiddush to me if Imlo Yisrafu Oischa Vaseifet Torah Beish. Either way, Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion hears this and he turns to Rabbi Yosef and Kisma and he says, Amalei Rabbi, Mani Lechayil Mabo. Rabbi, tell me, am I going to have a chelik in Oilam Abba? Amalei, so he told him, you want to know if you can have a chelik in Oilam Abba? Tell me what you did to deserve to have a chelik in Oilam Abba. Klum Maisa Baliyotka, did you ever do anything that you think would merit Oilam Abba? Amalaisi tells him, I'll tell you a Maisa Shahaya. I'm a Gabbai Tzedakah, and I once mixed up my money with the money that I had raised for Tzedakah. I didn't know which was which, and I gave it all to Tzedakah. So Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma said, if that's the case, not only are you going to have Oilam Abba, but Michelkecha Yehi Chelki, Umigayrocha Yehi Gayroli. Halavai, I should be zeichet to have a little bit of Oilam Haba like the Oilam Haba that you're going to get. The Gemara tells the end of the story, like, and all the G'dayle Raimi, all the officers and the celebrities, they all went to pay tribute to Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma. They went to his Levaya, and on their way back, they saw Rabbi Chanina ben Tradin giving shir, Berabim with the Sefer Torah, and they took Rabbi Chanina ben Tradin, they lit him on fire with the Sefer Torah, and that's, of course, the kinnis and the horrible story that happened with Rabbi Chanina ben Tradin. But the bottom line is, you have a Gemara where the great Rabbi Chanina ben Tradin, one of the Tanoim, one of the Asar Ruge Malchus, is not sure if he's going to have a Chelik in Olam Haba. What happened to Kol Yisrael Yechlam Chelik L'Olam Haba? That's the first Gemara. The second Gemara is a Gemara that we learned together in Perek Chelik. It's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Dav Tzadik Ches Amir Al. A beautiful Gemara. The Gemara says, Rabbi Shua ben Levi Ashkech Leliyo Davi Kaima Pischa de Maros Rabbi Shim Ba'yichoy. Rabbi Shua ben Levi was a Miron. And he met Elio Anavi. He was in Miron by the cave or by the Ma'ara of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. Amalei, so Rabbi Shimon bar Levi sees Elio Anavi. It's a great opportunity to ask him something that's been on his mind. He says, Asina la'alma da'asi? Am I going to merit a portion in the world to come? Amalei, he told him, Yirtza Adin Azeh, which we would say, Yirtza Hashem. Yeah, Yirtza. He gave him a bracha, I'm ungewinched. He told him, Yirtza Adin Azeh. Am Rabbi Shimon bar Levi. They have a conversation, and then he tells them, Emas Hasim Mashiach, tell me, Elio Anavi, when's Mashiach coming? So he says, why are you asking me? Why don't you go ask Mashiach? He says, ask Mashiach, where's Mashiach? Where am I going to find him? How am I supposed to find him? So he told him where he is. He said he sits at the gates of Rome. He's together with the Chaylim. He says, you're going to go there. You're going to see the Chaylim there. That's where he is. That's where he is. Go over there. So Gemara says, Shua ben Levi went from Miron. He traveled to Rome. He's going to go meet Elio. He's going to go meet Mashiach. He comes to Mashiach. He sees the person that he knew he had to find. And he runs over to him and he tells him, Sholim Alecha Rebbe Umayri. He gives him a varma grease, Sholim Aleichem. And Mashiach responded to him. Amalei, so he told him, Sholim Alecha Bar Levoi. Amalei, so then he asks him, Le'emas Osimar. Tell me, when are you coming? Amalei, so he told him, Hayoim. He says, I'm coming today. Shua ben Levi heard this. He was so excited. He runs home. He tells his family. Either way, today came and today went. Mashiach didn't come. So next day, he goes back to Elio and Avi. And he sees Elio. And the first thing, Elio says, Nu, did you meet Mashiach? He said, yeah. And he says, Mayo Malach. He says, what did he tell you? So he said, Omale, he told him, Shalom Alecha Bar Levi. He gave me a Shalom Aleichem. He called me Bar Levi. So Elio and Avi said, stop right there. It means, remember you wanted to know if you're a Bar Olam Haba. After Chaloch Ulavuch La'amadasi, it means you and your father, you're both going to have Olam Haba. But Shua ben Levi said, Gevaldik, but I have a problem. So what's the price? He says, Mashiach's a liar. Shikuri Koshakabi. He says, what do you mean he's a liar? He says, because I asked him when he's coming, and he said, Hayoim. And he didn't come today. Amalei, so he told him, he didn't understand what he was saying. He was saying, Hayoim, in Bekoyle Sishmo. He could come today, in Bekoyle Sishmo. That's what he meant to say. But either way, you have another Gemara. You have a Gemara where Shua ben Levi is talking to Elio HaNavi. He's not sure if he has a chelik in Olam Haba. And then because Mashiach, the Bagrist, Bar Levi, that somehow meant that he's going to have a chelik. But the bottom, how is it possible? Rabbi Shua ben Levi, one of the Gedoyle, so you have one of the Gedoyle HaTanam, Rabbi Shua ben Tradin, and then you have one of the Gedoyle HaMiron, Rabbi Shua ben Levi, they're both not sure if they're going to have a chelik in Olam Haba. It's Tzorach B'yas. I asked this Shaila to many people over the last week or two. And the answer I got was this. Everyone told me the same thing. Feistais, they were worried that maybe they're from the Elu Sheilem Chelik Leilu Maba. Say that from Zogan. Because it's true. Kol Yisrael, Yeshlem Chelik Leilu Maba. But I think that there's another Nikud over here that's worth mentioning. That is, I heard once from my good friend Levi Chomsky, who heard from Moshe Shimon Shapiro, who heard from Meir Soloveitchik, who asked the Stiras HaRambam. The Rambam, in the end of the 8th parak in Hilchas Malachim, he's talking about the Bnei Noach. Specifically, the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. And the Rambam says, Kol HaMekabel Sheva Mitzvahs, any Ben Noach that's Mekabel the Sheva Mitzvahs, V'nizer LaSoyson, and he's careful to watch them, HaReze MeChasidei Umay Sa'olam, V'yesh Lo Chelek Lo'olam Haba. He's one of the Chasidei Umay Sa'olam, and he has a Chelek in Olam Haba. And then the Rambam gives a very important caveat, V'usha Yekabel Lo'olam, V'yasa Lo'olam, V'yesh Tziva Ben HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Torah. It's only true if he does it because Hashem commanded them to do it. But if he does it because he thinks it's the moral and ethical thing to do, says the Rambam, he's not going to have a chelik in Olam Haba. Now this is Yadua as the Shita Sarama. The Rambam Shita is that the Chasidei Umay Sa'olam yesh lam chelik Olam Haba. Now that we learn Perek Chelik, we know it's really Shita's Rabbi Yeshua. It's Machlekes Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yeshua, and the Rambam passes like Rabbi Yeshua because we always pass like Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Lezer Shamutihi. But the bottom line is that's the Rambam in Hilchas Malachim, the Ram says in a Pirush Mishnayis. Well, he says that's why the Mishnah said Chutz Bilam. What do you mean Bilam? Bilam is a Ben Noach. What was the Havamina that Bilam should have a Chelik Gnoilam Abba? Teretz says because Ben Noach can also have a Chelik Gnoilam Abba. But the bottom line is the Rambam Shita is very, very clear that Ben Noach could have a Chelik Gnoilam Abba. So Rav Meir asked a stira from the Rambam in Hilchas Yisurei Bia. The Rambam Perik Yidal Hilchas Yisurei Bia is describing when a Ben Noach comes to convert into Judaism. So they used to. The Bezin had an obligation to tell him a little bit about what it's like to be a Yid. Says the Rambam, picking it up in the middle. Just like we tell this potential ger that if you're going to become a Yid and you're going to do Averis, it's very chomor. We tell him the positive as well. We tell him the great reward he's going to get for doing mitzvahs. And we tell him that if you do this mitzvahs, that you're going to be zoichet to something called Olam Haba. V'she ein sham tzadu gomor, elo bal chochma, she oise mitzvahs elu v'yoid. V'oimrim lo. Here's the punchline. Heavy idea, you should know. She Olam Haba, that this concept of Olam Haba, ein oit sofen elo l'tzadikim. Only a tzadik can get Olam Haba. V'heim Yisro. And in order to be a tzadik, you have to be a yid. And then he says, that's why you find that Yidden sometimes have it bad on this world. Don't be impressed, because they have a whole new concept, something called Olam Haba. And for that Olam Haba, Hashem sometimes gives them Yisurim in this world, so they'll merit a Chashav Olam Haba. But the bottom line is, he says it's Toiva, and it's Tzfuna Lahem. Bottom line is, we tell the Ger, you're becoming a Yid, you should know, you can have mitzvahs. And if you do these mitzvahs, you can get something called Olam Haba, and you need to be a Ger to get Olam Haba. Because Olam Haba is for tzaddikim, and only a Yid can be a tzaddik. The Meir says, the Rambam says in Perikhas Hilchas Malachin, the Chassidei Umayso Olam, that's a Ben Noach that keeps the Shevim Mitzvahs Ben Noach, Neshet Tzivan Okel, has a Chelik in Olam Haba. And here the Rambam says that we tell this person, Herzachsu, you become a Yid, you know, now you can tap into something called Olam Haba, which is only for the tzaddikim, and it's something that right now you have no shaykhis to get. So Rav Meir said in classic Briska form, Vaistois, start tzvei dinim in Olam Haba. His Vaistois is two Olam Habas. There's an Olam Haba that even the Ben Noach can have. And then there's an Olam Haba that's softened the tzaddikim, the ain't tzaddikim, Elo Yisrael, and it's toivo and tzafun olam. But to say such a vart, you need a shtickle makar. Even the Rambam would need a makar to say such a vart. That is two Olam Habas. So said Rav Meir, the makar is a mefurish gemara. It's a gemara that we learned together in Parak Chelik. It's also a gemara Masechtas Brachos, Daf Lamed Dalet Amid Beis. The gemara says as follows: Amar Rav Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rav Yochanan. Kol HaNeviim Kulan, all the Nevuos, Yeshaya, Yecheskel, Zecharia, all the Nevuos that talk about the end of days, some utopian existence that's going to take place, that talks about Olam Haba. All those nevuos loy nesnavu elo lebali tshuva. It was all said for bali tshuva. For someone that once did averis, now he did tshuva, he's going to get olam haba, and that's the olam haba that the Nevi'im described. Aval tzadikim gemurim. If someone's a tzadik gomor, his olam haba ayin loy ras ali kimzul asacha. Ayin loy ras. That olam haba we can't describe. It's indescribable. It's not something that we even the Nevi'im understood. So the Nevi'im spoke about olam haba. They were talking about the olam haba that the balei tshuva are going to get, but the olam haba that the tzadik gomor is going to get. That olam haba says Rabbi Yochanan. Says Rabbi Yech, I'm Leiros. Says the Gemara, Upliga the Rabbi Vo. Because Rabbi Vo said, Fakeret, but Mokim Shabbat Lechuvah, and I'm them, ain't Tzadikim Gemurim Mechayla. Which, by the way, the Rabbi Paskin is like Rabbi Vo. But the bottom line is, you have here a Rabbi Yechon. Where Rabbi Yechon said that the Nevi'im, that said Nevo about Olam Haba, they were talking about the Olam Haba of the Bali Tshuva. But the Olam Haba of the Tzadikim Gemurim, that's Ayin Leirasa, Elohim Zulasecha. So Rameir said, you see clearly that there's two Olam Habas. There's the Olam Haba that the Nevi'im were able to be masig, that the Nevi'im were able to comprehend, and then there's the Olam Haba that's Ayin Leirasa, Elohim Zulasecha. You can take a look at the Mashal, by the way, in Brachas Lamedal and Reves, he says clearly that Gemara is referring to Olam Haba. No ambiguity. It's close. Schwarz and weiß. As I stated, Marshal Chedusha Yagodas. So you see, there's the Olam Haba that the Nevi'im were able to comprehend, and then there was the Olam Haba that the Nevi'im couldn't comprehend. That was Ayin Lay Rasa Elikim Zulasecha. So he said, the Olam Haba that the Nevi'im, that's for Bali Tshuva. That Olam Haba, even a Greek can have a Shaychus too. That's the Rambam and Hilchas Malachim. Sheva Mrs. Bnei Noach. But then there's another one. There's the Olam Haba that Rabbi Yochanan said is for the Tzadikim Gemurim. Listen to the Lashon HaRambam. Says the Rambam, Ukishem Shemaydiya Noisa Unchen Shal Mitzvahs. We tell him schar and shal mitzvahs. Umeidi and oisin shabasiyas mitzvahs elu yizke l'chay l'mabo. V'she'en shon tzadik gomor Eli Yisrael. So the point is talking about the tzaddik gam, that tzaddikim gemurim zaylam haba, that's ayin leirasa lekimzul asecha, and that oylam haba and ochanami the ben noach can't have, and that's what we're telling him. It's true, you could have an oylam haba, but there's a special oylam haba. There's an oylam haba that's miyuchad for tzaddikim gemurim, and that oylam haba you need to be a yid for. So I'm letting you know, be megayer, that's zchor and shal mitzvahs, because that's something that you'll be able to tap into. That's something that you'll be able to have a shaychus to. I was thinking that with this yisoid, maybe we can answer a toisvus kasha. That is, the Gemara says in the Sechtes Bava Basra, starts on the bottom of Tez Zayin Amid Beis onto Yud Zayin Amid Alf. Tanu Rabbanon. Shloisha hitimen HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ma'olam Hazeh Me'in Olam Haba. There were three people that got an Olam Hazeh Me'in Olam Haba. There were three people that were zoichet experience me'in Olam Haba. Who are they? Avram, Yitzchak V'Yakut, and Yonah D'Yoyma. Avram D'Chsev Be'i Bakoil. Yitzchak D'Chsev Be'i Mikoil. Yakut D'Chsev Be'i Koil. That's Bakoil, Mikoil, Koil. By Avram it says Bakoil, by Yitzchak it says Mikoil, by Yaakov it says Koil. What's that Madrego, Bakoil, Mikoil, Koil? It's Me'ein Oilam Haba, Bo'ilam Hazeh. Freak Toisvis, Temel Rajbo. Amai Lechoshim Nami Iyoth. Why doesn't it say Iyoth? The Amal Il, it's a Gemara Bava Basra, Tezvava Midbeis, Vasoino Yisroyes Al Yedei Malamit Shetima Kodesh Baruch Me'ein Oilam Haba. It's Mamesh Amafurish Gemara. So Toisvis says that Iyoth only had a little bit of Me'ein Oilam Haba, he didn't have Me'ein Oilam Haba in a way that it encompasses his entire life. But I was thinking, Lefiyah, now it's Gevaldik. Because Iyoth was a Ben Noach, according to most Shitas. So if Iyoth was a Ben Noach, it's true Iyoth had Me'ein Oilam Haba. But the Me'ein Oilam Haba that he had was Me'ein his Oilam Haba that he was going to get. The Chiddush was Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov, who were Tzadikim Gemurim. Their Oilam Haba was the other Oilam Haba. That's an Oilam Haba of Ayin Lai Ross Ali Kinzul Asecha. Where did they have a Sheikhus to that Oilam Haba in this world? Even the Nevi'im couldn't fathom that Oilam Haba. Right, it bothered me. Three people had Me'ein Oilam Haba. Don't we sing Friday night, Me'ein Oilam Haba? Right, Me'ein Oilam Haba. I thought Shabbos is the Me'ein Oilam Haba. Shloisha, three people got me. The what?
Echem
Yishishim, Gemara Brachos. The what? Echem Yishishim. Yeah, so Echem Yishishim, right. Shabbos is Echem Yishishim. So you see, before it's just Me'ein Olam Haba. So what's the grace of Chiddush over here? Me'ein Olam, everyone has Me'ein Olam Haba. The Teretz says, that's not a kunst to get Me'ein that Olam Haba. That Olam Haba is an Olam Haba that we can fathom. The Olam Haba of the office. That's Ayin Lo Rasa Eli Kibzul Asecha. The fact that that Olam Haba, which is soft one, it's hidden, says Bahaltin, even the Nevi'im, Yishaya Novi, even Yecheskel, Yecheskel Ben Buzi, Rasa Shivcha, right? Yecheskel Ben Buzi couldn't be massive. Even that, they couldn't comprehend that the Ovis had it on this world. But either way, so I was thinking, maybe that's what John in the Gemara. Reb Chanina Ben Tradi wanted to know Mani L'Chai Olam Haba. Reb Yeshua Ben Levi wanted to know Mani L'Chai Olam Haba. Ken Zayin, the Kol Yisrael Yesh Lem Chelik Lo Olam Haba. Maybe that wasn't his Shaila. Maybe that he understood. But this Olam Haba, that's Sofer L'Tzadikim, a whole nother realm, kicking it into an entirely different gear. Whether or not he had that Olam Haba, that could be his pshat in those two gemaras.